There is a heartwarming story behind a women's book club in Center Wellington. Book Babes of CW was started by a group of friends looking to stay connected as they all start a new chapter in their adult lives. It was inspired by a book club some of their mothers participate in, which has been going strong for almost 30 years. A big part of our friendship stems through Ringette. That's for our parents as well, said Rebecca Clement, the organizer of the book Babes of CW. Clement said her mother and the other moms began their club when one person became sick and couldn't participate in sports. Growing up, she recalls watching her mother go to this book club every month, and loved the idea. She thought it was the coolest thing, Book Babes of CW. She was so excited about it, I think she told her book club about it, said Clement. Started in May 2019, Book Babes of CW consists of 10 members. Jalen Layton, another member of club, explains each person takes a turn choosing a book, hosting the club and providing appetizers and drinks. For over 3 years, the group has read 33 books. That's what's cool about having different people choose books is that it forces you to read books you maybe wouldn't pick up for yourself, said Layton. For fun, Layton keeps track of the different books they read on an Instagram page. She said it will be cool to keep it as a memory. I started it to track for us so we could look back and see, oh, these are all the books we've read, said Layton, adding they have an ongoing joke about the page going viral and they all become famous. While not Instagram famous, the page did get a message from Caleb Dahlgren, a Canadian author of Crossroads, My Story of Tragedy and Resilience as a Humboldt Bronco. Layton explains Dahlgren liked and commented on a post she made about their book club reading the book. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool, said Layton. Clement and Layton said Dahlgren's book has been one of their favorites from book club, but it wasn't an easy read. The book takes readers through Dahlgren's perspective of the 2018 Humboldt Broncos bus crash, before and after it happened. One of the themes that resonated with Clement and Layton was athleticism. As female athletes, each appreciated learning about the dedication and focus athletes put into their sport. I can't imagine having to walk away from something that you thought was going to be your future, said Layton. There were a lot of tears, adds Clement. Using the Wellington County Public Library resources and book sharing among themselves, both agree running a book club is a relatively affordable and accessible hobby. I think a lot of people focus on getting together at the bar or getting food, but this is an inexpensive way of taking time for yourself to read a book and socializing as well, said Clement. It's also nice, because it's a fun way to stay connected to the town too, adds Layton. I know when I go in, to the library, I'll talk to the librarians and say, this is our next book club book, and they like to hear that. With members knowing each other for over 20 years, the group hopes to continue their book club for as long as Clement's mother's book club. It's fun to actually collaborate with my mom now too, because we talk about the books we're both reading, suggest ones to reach to each other, said Clement. We've talked about having a collab book club, but it hasn't actually happened.